Starting.
Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done in our lives. Thank you for greater things you will still do. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for defending us in spiritual warfare. Thank you for subduing Satan. Yes, thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan and his agents under our feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for controlling our situations, the daily activities in our lives, to align with your purposes for us, to agree with your will for us. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that we enjoy always. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you for your interventions in every moment we need help from you. Thank you for your interventions to solve problems and difficulties in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual gifts. Thank you for blessing us with physical blessings. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are also grateful for the way you transform our lives into the kind of person you want us to be. We are grateful, O Lord, for giving us spiritual growth. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for the deliverance and liberty you have given us. You have set us free from captivities of darkness. Thank you, Father. And not only that, you also have set us free from the power and dominion of sin. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening to learn at your feet, to hear your word of truth that is able to change our lives. I ask that you speak to everyone, both all of us that are here and those that will still join this meeting. Speak to every one of us In Jesus' name. Have your way in this place, O Lord. And let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to continue with our teaching series. Don't forget that when we started this topic or this title, I said that the title is The Christian's Relationship to Society. Yeah, that was what I called the title. And we have really talked on so many things, so many topics, so many subtopics. Yeah. And we are moving to number 9. Point number 9. The last one we did was point number 8, which is the work of pastors, full-time Christian workers, and missionaries. Yeah, we talked extensively on the work of pastors and how they should be compensated, how they should be blessed, how we should take care of them and provide for their physical needs. Yeah. I really said a lot of things. Yeah, which I got positive feedback from some of you that participated in the Bible study classes. Yeah. So now we are moving to point number nine, which is a Christian's relationship to government. A Christian's relationship to government. Now, under this point 9, we have 5 points under this point 9. So, which is A, B, C, D, E. So today we are going to be looking at Hey, yeah, and this point, hey, says, try to be good citizens and obey the government. Yeah, so you can call it point 9, hey. Yeah, the topic says, try to be good citizens. That is, Christians should endeavor to be good citizens. And not only that, they should obey the government. Yeah, we should obey the government of our countries. Let us read Romans chapter 13 verse 1. Romans 13 verse 1. agreed. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. I'm going to read it again. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, that is, the government system, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. This is Romans 13, verse 1. Romans 13, verse 1. Now, let me read verse 2. Yeah, I think we can learn from this. We can learn from this this Bible passage. Let me read the other verses under this verse. Let me read to verse 7 so that we can learn. Romans 13. Now I'm going to read again from verse 1 to 7. I hope you are reading along with me. I hope you have opened your Bibles over there and that you are reading along. Now, let me read again. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Verse 5. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Praise the Lord. This is a very interesting Bible passage. Yeah, and there's a lot for you to learn in this passage. So you can see here, Apostle Paul was referring to the people in government as God's ministers. And I don't think many people have ever seen their government in this way the Bible is showing us right now. Or maybe I should ask you, have you ever thought of the president of your country as God's minister, as a minister of God? Have you ever thought of the prime minister, the people in the the people in the government? Yeah, I don't know how the government in your country is being set up, but we know we have president, head of state, governors, prime ministers, commissioners, ministers, different positions. We have them all over the nations of the world. So my question is, have you at any point seen those people in those governmental positions or governmental offices? Have you ever seen them as ministers of God? Have you ever seen the people in the security section of the government, that is the army, the people in the army, the people in the police department, the people in the military, the people in the paramilitary, the people in all these governmental positions, we used to have local government, state government. It differs in different countries. In different countries, some they have province. Their government system is divided into provinces, different province. Yeah, but like here in Nigeria, we have federal government, we have state, we have local government. Yeah. Now, I don't know the government set up in your country. Now, have you ever considered all the government officials, the people in the government in your country? Have you ever considered them as ministers of God? Yeah, because that is what the Bible is telling us here in Romans chapter 13 from verse 1 to 7. Yeah. Have you ever at any point seen these people as men and women of God? Yeah, but the Bible wants us to see them like as that. Why? Let us look at that verse 1 again. Romans chapter 13 verse 1. Maybe I should read from another translation so you can understand better. Romans 13 verse 1. Romans 13 1. Everyone must submit to governing authorities. Everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority comes from God. Now, take note of that. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. This is New Living Translation. It says those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. King James Version says the powers that be are of God. Yeah, so it says we must submit to governing authorities. Yeah, so just as God will raise up a pastor, a prophet, an apostle, and give them the position to lead his people and to train and to teach and to minister to his people. In the same way, God has placed these people, these people in governing authorities. God has placed them there for us to submit to them. Now, you might be thinking, how can the Bible tell us to do this type of thing? Does God not know that these people are evil people? Does God not know that many of these people in government positions are unrighteous, are demonic, many of them practice witchcraft, many of them are not Christians, they are unbelievers? Does God not know that many of them worship idols? Then why would God tell us to submit to them? Now, it is not your business to judge who these people are. Yeah, it is none of your business to judge who they are and the kind of lifestyle they live and whether they serve God or they serve Satan. Your duty as a Christian is to submit to the governing authorities because God placed them there. Praise the Lord. If God doesn't want them there, they can never get there. Now I'm going to show you that if God doesn't want anybody in government authority or in government position, that, you know, they can't get there. I'm going to show you from the Bible that if God doesn't want anyone to be a leader of a nation, they can never reach that position. Yeah, let us look at Daniel, the book of Daniel. Open your Bibles to Daniel, I think, chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 17. Daniel chapter 4. Verse 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. Yeah. Let me read it in New Living Translation. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. For this has been decreed by the messengers. It is commanded by the holy ones, so that everyone may know that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world. He gives them to anyone he chooses, even to the lowliest of people. Yeah, so now you can see from this verse that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of this of the world or of this world. And he gives them to anyone he chooses, even to the lowliest of people. Yeah, that is even to people that don't deserve such positions. Yeah. This verse came up when God was executing judgment on Nebuchadnezzar. That was when this particular verse came up, when God was executing judgment on Nebuchadnezzar. And we read how God turned him into an animal, and God sent him into the bush. For 7 years, he was living like an animal, eating grass in the bush for 7 years. Because he became proud all of a sudden. He thought all the powers he got, all the victories he got, all the riches and wealth he thought he got them all by his power and wisdom. So he became boastful. Yeah, because God really helped Nebuchadnezzar to conquer many countries of the world, to conquer many nations of the world. He was the king of Babylon. Yeah, God even allowed him to conquer the nation of Israel, and he took all of them on exile to Babylon. Yeah, so God gave him all those victories, and he refused to return the glory back to God. Yeah, he became boastful. So because of that, God decided to use him as an example. As an example, so that all other kings of the nations of the world can learn from his case. And today we are learning, because God executed judgment upon Nebuchadnezzar. And that was what led to this verse that I've just read to you. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. It was God's judgment on Nebuchadnezzar. Let me read it again. For this has been decreed by the messengers. Yeah, those are some departments of angels in heaven. It is commanded by the holy ones, so that everyone may know that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world. He gives them to anyone he chooses, even to the lowliest of people. Yeah, you can see that. So God is saying this judgment has been decreed and it cannot be reversed. Yeah, and this judgment upon Nebuchadnezzar is to show that God, the Most High, is the one that is ruling over the kingdoms of the world. So it is not the presidents of nations that are ruling the world. It is God that is ruling the world. It is not Satan. It is God. It is not agents of Satan that are ruling this world. It is God. Yeah, so that was why Apostle Paul was writing to the Romans, to the Roman Christians, or the Christians in Rome, that they should submit to the ruling authorities, to the governing authorities, because It is God that puts those people in authority. Yeah, though in the physical realm, it might look like they were elected into power. Yeah, though it might look like these people were elected, or there was a fraud in the election, and somehow they got into power. Though it might look like these people, they forced themselves into power, or they decided to do all sort of crimes, commit all sort of crimes to enter into power or into government positions. Now, in the physical realm, or to the human eyes, it might look like human beings chose these people and they put them into power. Or it might look like they were voted in through election. But the truth is that God put them there. That's the truth. That is how it is in the spiritual realm. In the physical realm, it might look like human beings put those people there, or those people put themselves there through whatever means. But according to the spiritual understanding of the operations of God, they did not put themselves there. God put them there. Yeah, now you might be asking, how can you say God put them there, considering how wicked these people are? Well, I'm not the one saying that. I'm just quoting the Bible to you. Yeah, let us go back to Romans 13. Romans 13. Yeah, because we need to really understand the Bible and follow the Bible. Romans 13 verse 1, I'm going to read it again. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God. Now, I want you to take note of that. For all authority comes from God. All authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Can you see that? Those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Yeah, the Bible cannot lie. Yeah, so if I tell you that your president, even though he's wicked, or everyone sees him as a wicked man and a sinful man, so if I tell you that your president, the president of your country, was placed there by God, am I wrong? I'm not. I'm not wrong. Yeah, because that is what the Bible said. I'm not wrong. I'm just quoting the Bible to you. Yeah, that is what the Bible said. Yeah, so we should obey what the Word of God teaches. Now, the reason why we should obey this word is because God has commanded it. Yeah, even when Jesus was still on earth in form of human being, he said, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and then give unto God that which is God's. What that means is that give unto the government whatever they demand from you. And then give to God what God demands from you. So, which means that Jesus approves the governing authorities. So, Christians are not to become rebels. Yeah, we are not to become rebels to the governing authorities. No. We are not to resist the people in power. We are to submit. Yeah. Now, you might be asking, what will God do about the wicked things they are doing? Can't God see that these people are wicked and they are causing havoc? Yeah, that is between them and God. Yeah, so God knows how to judge them. God knows how to deal with them. Yeah, but He wants us to submit to the ruling authorities. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so if you read further, let me read verse 2 from New Living Translation. Romans 13 verse 2. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Yeah. They will be punished. So God has ordained that we don't rebel against authorities. Otherwise, God will not rescue you when the authorities are punishing you. Yeah, God has ordained that you follow everything. Everything they command. God has ordained that you obey everything they commanded. Yeah. Do you know that? During the time of Jesus, during the time of His earthly ministry, do you know that the people in the government have no problem with Him? Do you know that the Roman government at that time, they had no problem with what Jesus was doing? There was no persecution of any kind. In fact, they were ready to support what Jesus was doing. They were ready to support His ministry. Yeah, the government at that time had no issue with what Jesus was doing. The people that had issues with Jesus were the same people that called themselves children of God. The people that were really persecuting Him, opposing Him, fighting Him, were the same people that, you know, that call themselves servants of God. We know them as the priests. The Bible calls them the priest, the high priest, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Yeah, those were the people that were really working against the ministry of Jesus. And those were the people that eventually killed Him. Yeah, you can study your Bible very well. Jesus never had problem with the government. The only people He had problems with were the religious leaders. Yeah, those were the people He had problem with. Yeah. So that is a proof that God placed the government there so that He can even use them. for his cause on earth. Now, I know some of you might have this question in your mind, so which I'm going to talk about right now. Now, some of you might be thinking about, what if the government, the ruling government, is trying to force Christians to sin against God? What should Christians do in that case? Should Christians still submit and surrender or not? Yeah, I know some of you might have that question in your mind, that what if the people in the government are now giving out laws that contradict the law of God, the will of God? What if the people in the government are now giving out policies, certain laws that is against the law of God? Should we still submit at that point? The answer is no. The answer is capital no. Yeah, we cannot submit, and we can confirm that in the book of Daniel. Yeah, the book of Daniel give us an extensive account or stories about how people stood against the government of their times because the government was telling them to do what is contrary to the will of God. So if you read the book of Daniel, you're going to see how certain men like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they withstood the government and refused to do what the government commanded, because what was commanded was against the commandments of God. Yeah. So, in that case, we cannot submit. Yeah. Because God is above the government. Yeah, so we have to submit to God first before we submit to the government of our countries or nations. Yeah, so in that case, we should not submit. Yeah, we were told in church history, yeah, that at a certain point, the Roman government began to work against Christians. Yeah, and the Christians refused to obey the things they were telling them to do. And they killed a lot of them. Yeah, if you go and study church history, that is, if you study the history from the time the church started in Jerusalem, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, till now, so you will discover that at a point there was a government, a Roman government that was telling Christians and the Jews to do things that is contrary to the will of God. And they refuse to obey the law from the government of that time. And because of that, many of them were killed. Some were even fed to animals. They allowed beasts, lions, to devour many of them. They were animals hurt them alive. Yeah, so at a point the government became an enemy to the Christians. Yeah, but when the laws of the government were not against the laws of God, Christians were very obedient to the government. But when the laws is now, the laws coming from the government is now against God's law, Christians refused to obey. Yeah, so there is an exception. Yeah, there is an exception, and I've just explained that. But apart from that, you have no reason to violate the laws coming from the government of your country. You have no reason to do that as a Christian. It's a sin to do that. The Bible says doing that means you are sinning against God, especially when the law does not go against the law of God. So we must obey. Yeah, if the government demands for tax, pay the tax. Yeah, when they demand for tax, pay whatever they ask you to do. Do, because you are serving God in the process. Yeah, I know there are some ways to protest. I don't think that is wrong. Let's say, for instance, the government is trying to enforce something, and then the people protest and say, no, we don't want this. Yeah, as long as that protest is a peaceful protest, yeah, as long as it doesn't go with violence, I think there's nothing wrong with Christians protesting and saying that they don't want this. Yeah, I'm pleading that government do something about certain things they don't want. There's nothing wrong with that. In as much as you are not violating any law, I think even the law in the government permits that people should protest. In fact, you can even sue the government. Yeah, I think there are cases and opportunities or maybe I should call it opportunities. Yeah, where You can even sue the government. Yeah, you can drag the government to the court. If you feel like the government are going against, yeah, if you feel that they are going against this, the laws they put in place themselves. Yeah, I think there are rooms to do that. There are rooms for that where you can even sue the government. Yeah. So I think we should really obey this instruction given to us by the Lord in this Romans chapter 13. Yeah, we should obey. And we should obey wisely. Yeah, we should follow that instruction wisely. Meaning that you are able to know when to not submit, especially when the same government that God set in place is now turning against God. At that point, you don't submit. Yeah, so you should do it wisely. Yeah, but in as much as they are not against God, I mean, they are not telling you to do. They are not telling you to do something that is against the law of God. You should not disobey. Inasmuch as the government is not telling you to do something that is contrary to the law of God, you should not disobey. Yeah, if you disobey, it means you have disobeyed God. Because God put them there. There are some issues that we Christians don't have the power to solve or to fix. There are some problems that we don't have the power to fix. But the people in authorities, God have given them the power. These people in authority, they have the power to fix them. For instance, the Bible says we should not repay evil with evil. Yeah, the Bible teaches that Christians should not retaliate. We should not fight back. If anyone hurt us. Yeah, but the people in authority can fight for us. Yeah, so we don't need to, you know, start fighting whoever offends us. All you need to do is go to the authority and report. Yeah, go to the authority and report. Maybe go to the police station. Yeah, report. Praise the Lord. Yeah, as I was saying, I said there are some problems that we don't have the power to fix. Yeah, but God has placed the people in authority there to fix those problems. Yeah, for instance, we cannot take revenge as Christians. God said, vengeance is mine and I will repay. Yeah, we cannot take revenge as Christians. We cannot fight for ourselves, physical fight. I mean, I'm referring to physical fight. We cannot do that. Yeah. But there are people that God have put in positions to do that. Yeah. And these are the people in authorities. So all we need to do is to call their attention to what is going on or report to them. And they will take necessary action. Yeah. And if they don't do the work well, then God knows what to do to fight for us, because he said, vengeance is mine. So God knows how to fight for us. If the government fails to fight for us, God will do it himself. He will do the fighting himself. And that is usually very disastrous when God is fighting human beings. It's very terrible, is usually very terrible and disastrous. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so we should submit to the ruling authorities, to the governing authorities, and you know how to do that. I have taken time to explain that. Now, let us go to another verse or another scripture. And let us read Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Titus 3 verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers. Praise the Lord. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work. Praise the Lord. Let me read. Let me read the same verse in New Living Translation. Titus 3 verse 1. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. Yeah, that is what King James Version calls principalities and powers. Yeah, he's not talking about the, it is not referring to the spiritual principalities and powers. It's referring to the government And the officers in the government, I read again, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. Titus 3 verse 1, remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. Yeah, so we should be obedient. We should be ready to do what is good. We should be obedient to government laws. So don't get involved in any illegal activity. Yeah. I think some years ago, I met a guy, because I don't think I can call him a Christian. I don't think I can call that man. I don't think I can call that man a Christian. Yeah, so let me refer to him as a guy. Yeah, so he came to me and then he said I should pray for him so that he can succeed in his business. Yeah, so, and I think I asked about what business he was into. That is, what business he's doing. And then he said he is a drug dealer. That is, he's into drug trafficking. Yeah, he's into drugs. I believe all of you know what that means. All these drugs that the government forbid that people should use or sell or transport. Yeah, so that is what this guy was doing. So he's into drug trafficking. And he was asking me to pray for him that his business will succeed. At a point, I was like, okay, let me pray for him. But as time goes on, my spirit was against it. So I called him and I told him, I said, I can't pray for you. Because what you are doing is illegal, is wrong. Yeah, so I cannot pray for you. Now, this person was promising that he would give me a lot of money. He would buy land. He would buy a large area of land for me to build a church. Yeah, he was promising a lot of things. Yeah, but my understanding all of a sudden my understanding was enlightened. And I began to think that what is going on here? Because it looks as if at first, I was in agreement. Yeah, I'm talking about when was that? I'm talking about something around I don't know, maybe 2014 or I'm not sure. So this is some years ago. Yeah, and I believe God was testing me at that time. Yeah, so I can't vividly remember the exact year, but it could be around 2014. Yeah, it wasn't long when I entered into full-time ministry. Yeah, it wasn't long when I entered into full-time ministry. So this man was promising a lot of things. Yeah, was promising he would give me a lot of money and all of that. And I should just pray that he succeeds in his drug business. Yeah. So at first I was like in agreement, but all of a sudden my mind was enlightened and I was like, what am I doing? This is wrong. Yeah, this is wrong. So I called him and I said, I'm sorry, I can't pray for you again. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I told him that I can't pray for you. Because what you are doing is illegal, is against the government law. Yeah, and apart from that, is what you are doing is sinful. It causes people to sin. Yeah, so I told him, so that was how we went on separate ways. That was how I disconnected from him. Yeah. So, you as a Christian, you should not be involved in anything that is illegal. Because God is going to use the government to punish you. And if you pray for God's protection while you are involved in illegal activities, God is not going to protect you. Yeah, that's the truth. God is not going to protect you. God is not going to defend you. In fact, God will use the government to deal with you and to punish you. And you might even go to jail. Yeah, so as Christians, we must not get involved in any illegal activities, anything that is against the law of the government. Yeah, we should not get involved in such things. Let us look at another scripture before we round off the meeting. Let us read 1 Peter 2:17. First Peter 2:17. Honor all men. Honor all men. Can you see that? The Bible says we should honor all men. And then it went further to say, love the brotherhood. The brotherhood refers to the Christian brethren, you and I. That's the brotherhood. First Peter 2 verse 17. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Yeah. That is where the government come in. Honor the king. Honor the rulers. Honor the people. In power. So which includes that, don't speak negative about those people in power. Even if they are wicked, don't speak negative about them. Even if they are wicked leaders. Yeah, because remember we read in Romans 13 that it is God that have put these people there. Yeah, God put them there. So even if they appear to be wicked leaders, that doesn't give you the right to speak evil of them. So don't gossip about them and start speaking evil or start abusing them or disrespecting them. Yeah, that is wrong. No matter who your president is or the ruler of your country is, and no matter the evil they have done, you have no right to speak bad about them, whether in the public or in the secret. It is not biblical, it is wrong. The best you should do is to pray for them. That's all. Pray for them. So instead of you sitting down and then using your mouth to speak negative words about those people or to use negative words to describe them is wrong. Yeah, it is wrong. It is wrong to insult them. It is wrong to abuse them. Yeah. Even if you are doing it at their backs. It is wrong for you to use foul languages, dirty languages to refer to them or to describe them. It is wrong because these are God's ministers according to Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. These people in government, they are God's ministers. God puts them there for a purpose. So even if they are doing what is wrong, God allows it for a purpose. Yeah, even if they are doing wicked things, God allows it for a purpose. God put them there for a purpose. So it is none of our business to speak against them and to abuse them and to dishonor them. It is wrong for you as a Christian to do such thing. The topic once again says, try to be good citizens and obey the government. That's the topic. right, to be good citizens and obey the government. Now, before we pray, I want you to also look at this particular verse. I'm coming. Yeah, let us open our Bibles to John. I think John chapter 1. Yeah, I want to read that verse that says, no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. Yeah, that's the verse I'm looking for. Yeah. Does any of you know that verse? If you know the verse, type it in the comment. All right. If I find the verse later, I will put it on the group. Yeah, so that verse, John the Baptist was saying that no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. So which means that no one in the government is there by mistake. Okay, John 3:27. All right. Okay, it's not John chapter 1. Let's look at John 3:27 together. John 3:27. Very good. That is the verse. Thank you, Sister Biodun. Yeah, so you're going to see in this verse, it says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Yeah, so no one in the government is there by mistake. Yeah, they are there because it was given to them to be there. God gave them that position. If God did not, they can't have it. It's impossible. They will not be able to have it. And the same thing applies to everybody in the world. Whatever you have today is not by chance. It's not by luck. There's nothing like luck or chance. It was given to you by God. Wherever you are today, whatever you have today and whatever you have was given to you by God, was given to you from heaven, was given to you by God, which implies that if God don't want you to have it, you can't have it. You can never have it. If God don't want you to have whatever you have now, or whatever you have become today, if God did not approve it in heaven, there's no way you would become that. There's no way. It will be impossible for you to become that. So let us have a good attitude towards the people in government and take time to pray for them. So I think we are still going to look at that. We're still going to look at praying for the people in government. It's part of the teaching. So I'm going to stop now. I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can put it on the Telegram platform. If you have questions based on what we have discussed so far, you can put it on the Telegram group. And if you have questions that probably does not relate to this teaching, but has to do with Bible matters, gospel issues, you can also ask on the Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have taught us today from your scripture, from your word. Thank you for showing us how important it is to respect and honor and obey the people in government. Thank you for showing us how important it is for us to submit to the governing authorities, because they are your ministers and you have positioned them in that position of government to carry out your desires on earth. Thank you, Lord, for making us to learn all these things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you give everyone here the grace to be good citizens and also the grace to obey the governing authorities. Father, give everyone that grace in Jesus' name. And not only that, we ask that you help us to not be numbered among evildoers, among people involved in illegal activities. Oh Lord, help us to not be numbered among such, to not be numbered with such people. In Jesus' name, any form of friendship or partnership or relationship that is going to put us in trouble with the government, that is going to put us into illegal activities, oh Lord, do not allow us to go into such friendship or relationship in Jesus' name, or partnership in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.